Let's, if we could, open our Bibles to the book of Genesis, chapter 11. Someone told me recently they know we're in the end times. And I said, well, how do you know that? And they go, well, the Bible mentions the last trump. And so, anyway, it's a little USA humor. Anyway, Genesis chapter 11, and the as has been explained, the title of this session is The Role of Babylon in Bible Prophecy. I don't know why this is true, but Babylon, even amongst our school of interpretation, is probably one of the least understood areas in Bible prophecy. A lot of people have it right on all kinds of things, but when they get to Babylon, it's almost like they throw out their literal method of interpretation. So, and Babylon, as you see, not just in prophecy, but all the way through the Bible, is a massive issue. So, what I'm going to try to convince you of in this session is Babylon means, are you ready for this? Babylon means Babylon. And that's my thesis. So to do that, we're going to go through seven areas. I have them listed there on the screen. Seven stops on the bus, if you will. And the first stop is Genesis chapter 11. So let's take a look at that real quick. You all know this infamous story of the Tower of Babel. It says, now the whole earth used the same language and the same words. And it came about as they journeyed east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. And they said to one another, come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly. And they used brick for stone and they used tar for mortar. And they said, come, let us build for ourselves a city and a tower whose top will reach into heaven. And let us make for ourselves a name, otherwise we will be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. The Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. The Lord said, behold, they are one people, and they all have the same language. And this is what they began to do, and now nothing which they purpose to do will be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and confuse their language so that they will not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of the whole earth, and they stopped building the city. Therefore its name was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of the whole earth. And from there the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of the whole earth. Why did God stop this building project? The answer is in Genesis 11 verse 6. It says, now nothing which they purpose to do will be impossible for them. And here it's not talking about the possibility for good. It's talking about the possibility for what? Evil. Why did God say that? Because He knows human nature. Genesis 8:21 says, the intent of man's heart is evil from his youth. And here's the thing to understand about human beings. If they get too much power, they'll abuse it. Lord Acton put it this way, all power tends to corrupt. And absolute power corrupts what? Absolutely. So God divided power. He wouldn't let power be centralized in one man, a man named Nimrod. He divided it up amongst various nations. So what God has done is He's built into the human race a preservative, even in our fallen state, called the doctrine of the nation state. Power corrupts, absolute power corrupts. Absolutely. Think about this for a minute. If only one government exists on planet Earth and it falls into the wrong hands, a Fidel Castro, Adolf Hitler, you name the dictator, think of the potential for evil. But if you've got multiple governments spread out over the Earth and the dictator gets control of one, the others can arise and oppose and check and balance. And so the different nations decentralized throughout the earth creates a built-in check and balance system which prevents humanity from descending to the level of evil that we are all capable of. And what's interesting to note about this is this building project was taking place in the east. That's a very important word, as we'll see, in the land of Shinar. Shinar is the Hebrew word for Mesopotamia. Mesopotamia is the Greek word. Meso means between, and Potamia means rivers. So Mesopotamia literally is between the rivers, and the two rivers are the Euphrates and the Tigris. And this is where the devil himself tried to set up the first one-world government through Nimrod before God stopped the project through the confusion of the various of the language. So Clarence Larkin tells us that the river Euphrates, on which the city of Babylon was built, was one of the four branches into which the river that flowed through the Garden of Eden was divided. And Satan doubtless chose the site of Babylon as his headquarters from which to sally forth to tempt Adam and Eve. It was doubtless here that the antediluvian apostasy had its source that ended in the flood. To this center, the forces of evil gravitated after the flood, and Babel, or Babel, was the result. This was the origin of the nations, but the nations were not scattered abroad over the earth until Satan had implanted in them the virus of a doctrine that has been the source of every false religion the world has ever known. So Mesopotamia is where the Garden of Eden once stood. You'll see those rivers described there in Genesis 2, about verse 14. Mesopotamia, or Shinar, is also the same location in the east where Nimrod was seeking to build the Tower of Babel, or Babel. And the interesting thing to note, as we explained, I think it was last night, that something was happening there at Babel, according to the work of Alexander Hislop, who studied all kinds of Babylonian extra-biblical tradition called the mother-child religious system. Nimrod, who is mentioned in the Bible, was married to a woman named Semiramis. Semiramis is not mentioned in the Bible, but she is mentioned in extra-Babylonian tradition. And the two of them had a child named Tammuz. Tammuz was killed by a wild animal and was miraculously brought to life under satanic power. And so this started the worship of the mother and the child. And when the Lord confounded the language, this false religious system was exported into every culture that followed. So Alexander Hislop, in his book The Two Babylons, argues that the mother-child religious system can be found in any culture. So therefore, the Tower of Babel is the mother of all harlotry. Because from the Tower of Babel spread the mother-child religious system into every nation. Mother is the idea of source. So the Tower of Babel itself is the source of all harlotry. Clarence Larkin, in his commentary on the book of Revelation, says, "But the nations were not scattered abroad over the earth until Satan had implanted in them the virus of a doctrine that has been the source of every false religion the world has ever known." The Tower of Babel was in a unique position to universally contaminate everything because there was only one language. So whatever was happening at the Tower of Babel when God confounded the language, confused the language, and created multiple languages, all cultures took a piece spiritually of the Tower of Babel with them into their culture. So the two things to understand about the Tower of Babel is, number one, it was a one-world project that was taking place in the land of Shinar, or Mesopotamia, between the two rivers. And number two, it was the source of all harlotry that the world has ever known. The mother of all harlotry. Rome was not the mother of all harlotry. Rome didn't even exist yet when this happened. Jerusalem, contrary to what people say, is not the mother of all harlotry, because Jerusalem didn't even exist yet. At least God's dealings with Abraham to form the nation of Israel didn't exist yet. That doesn't come about until Genesis 12.